PowerPoint presentation but had a video failure, so I'm just going to have to work off my notes. And if you don't mind, I'd like to just pass out one of the pictures that was in the PowerPoint presentation. But I wanted to talk about sort of Galenas Creek. It's sort of an innocent bystander to all of this. And but first, I wanted to talk a little bit about safety and some views that weren't really considered from the design review board. As far as the safety goes over there, the picture that I wanted to pass out was a sign that's at the airport property that says "Caution: Weak Levees." Actually, they spelled it L-E-V-Y. But my spelling really isn't much better. But I don't think that the levees have really been reinforced that much from when the sign was put up. So that's at the confluence of the north and south fork of Galenas Creek. As far as a view not considered, and there's a diagram in the comments that I had submitted in written comments, and that's from the actual level of the creek. And in other words, if you're kayaking or boating on the creek, and it is a public waterway with a public boat dock right near this facility, the views are very different because you're lower. And so the levee and the building impact you very differently. Now, I had brought this to the design review board's attention, but they chose not to comment on it, and there were certainly no pictures taken of it. So that was a public waterway where the views were not considered. And that's enjoyed by a lot of people all the time. And, you know, speaking about the design review board a little bit, one of the things they said about it was, well, you know, because I'll get lost if I try and remember exactly which element they had to quote. You know, it was something in one of the design review board guidelines or whatever. But the basic comment was, well, it certainly doesn't enhance the views out there. You know, and I think that's kind of sums up, you know, sort of this negative declaration altogether. Everything in here is sort of apologetic about what's going to happen to the environment. It's nothing, you know, nobody's saying it's going to improve the environment. Now, we all agree it's a huge community benefit, and there is a great deal of demand for soccer in the community. Nobody disputes that. But on the other hand, the creek, the birds, the wildlife, they're not, it's apologetic to them. It's just not enhancing that. And, you know, I'd be a lot more comfortable if we were doing that. I mean, this is Marin County. This isn't Los Angeles. This isn't Orange County. This is Houston. I think it's not Houston. We have a higher standard here, I think. Another thing that I just wanted to bring up was we've heard a lot, and from the developers and proponents, that it's not really open space over there, and it's surrounded by development. And, you know, so what's the difference? And, you know, I don't even know if open space is truly the issue, but just, you know, taking that statement, it's not open space, we're surrounded by development. Well, that's the definition of open space. It is surrounded by development. By that token, you know, maybe we should develop other open space like Golden Gate Park. It's surrounded by development. The last thing I wanted to talk about was bringing it back to Galenas Creek. And I do have one more picture that I'd like to share with the board. And this is an old Audubon Society print. And Galenas is Spanish for hens, and the clapper rail, or saltwater mash hen or marsh hen, that's what the creek is named for. So to say that it's not prime habitat or not habitat for this bird, it was named for this bird because it was so common. And I'd like to see that bird back in the numbers that it was once there. Thank you for your time.